for making me and preserving me and getting me ready for eternity. Thank you for washing me clean in your blood that flows down from the holy cross. Thank you for forgiving me all my sins and for making me holy and for defeating death in the grave for me. Thank you for the healing that I know is coming my way on the last day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You can say thank you wherever you are, right where you are. You don't have to go anywhere or do anything else. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. You can be thankful out loud or in silence, with your mouth or just with your heart, in public or in private. It doesn't matter. God has given you great and precious gifts. You give thanks.
Well, that sounds great, Pastor, but really, what do I have to be thankful for? I'm older than I ever wanted to be. I'm sicker than anyone ought to ever have to be. I can't get around. I don't get to live in my own house. Most of my friends are dead, and everybody I know except my kids are in worse shape than I am. What have I got to be thankful for? Okay, fair enough. But even when all those things are true about you, God still gives you all of his gifts. And way too often we are unaware. We close our eyes. We take those gifts for granted and we fail to give thanks to God. The 9 men in the gospel, the ones who didn't come back, they were like that. They received God's gift of healing from Christ himself. And maybe, just maybe, they were still so worried about everything else that was still wrong in their life that they didn't fully realize what they'd just been given. Oh, look, I'm healed. And that was that. Maybe they made it to the priest. Maybe they didn't. But for whatever reason, none of them recognized the gift they had been given. None of them recognized the one who had given them such a great gift. None of them made it back to Jesus. They took their gift of healing and didn't give it a second thought. I've done that. You've done that too, I bet. We've all done it. It happens when we let our trials and our troubles and our struggles blind us to all the good gifts that God gives us day by day. So today, the Holy Spirit holds up that thankful leper from the gospel so he can lead us to repentance and into heartfelt thanksgiving to Jesus Christ our Lord. So follow his lead. And repent. Repent of dwelling so much and so long on what's wrong in your life and what you don't have that you become blinded to everything good that God has given and how richly you are blessed. Repent of focusing on your struggles rather than on the gifts of God. Repent of not valuing and cherishing those gifts God gives you. Repent of ignoring the working of the Holy Spirit in your life. Repent of not using those gifts the Holy Spirit has poured down into your soul. Repent of not using the gift that Jesus gives you by virtue of your baptism in his holy word and by the power of the blessed sacrament. Repent of failing to thank God for everything that he gives you. Repent. And then, like that healed leper, give thanks. Speak your thanks to Jesus with your mouth. Sing your thanks to Jesus with your voice and with your heart. Think your thanks to Jesus in your mind and in your soul. And live in thanksgiving to Jesus for all he has done for you, by living in the gifts the Holy Spirit gives you. Nothing, absolutely nothing, says
thank you to Jesus better than being a person who lives their life as a heartfelt expression of their spirit-given love and joy and peace and long-suffering, kindness and goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, and gratitude. Give thanks. Give thanks to the Lord your God because He has done great and marvelous things for you. Give thanks because in the gospel today, Jesus is showing us what He's going to do for all of us on the last day. You, me, all the saints, we will see Jesus coming to us. He will come down on the clouds and in all His glory. He will descend down from the heavens on the great and glorious day of the Lord. And perhaps at that moment we too will cry out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And without a doubt, our Lord Jesus Christ will say to each and every one of us, rise up and come with me. Your faith has made you well. And then, in the beauty of all eternity, filled with God's glory, filled up with God's Holy Spirit, we will give thanks to God for all time, along with that healed leper and with all the saints of God. So give thanks to God. Give thanks to Him now. Give thanks to Him tomorrow. Give thanks to Him always. Because with every gift God gives you through Jesus Christ His Lord, He gives you a preview of heaven. And He gives us all a glimpse of our everlasting life. So give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. Praise God. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our hymn of response is created.